I am amazed, my friends, at the love of God for us. In fact, the love of God for all humanity, from the beginning up until now and to the end. Why God would ever mess with us? We're just matter. Without His Spirit, we're just dust. Why would God mess with man? He doesn't need us for anything. If you pay attention closely to all of Scripture, all the patriarchs and all the apostles, they were men and women of weakness. And yet the grace of God was able to triumph in every life, in spite of human weakness. It gives us hope today. So when we are riddled with weakness, we should not give up. For the story of David, I can begin from Abraham. Abraham, you know the story of Abraham and Isaac and Sarah. Abraham would go into his concubine or his wife's slave because she was uneasy. She was getting uneasy about not having a child. So he fathers another child before Isaac. Even then, God's promise is not obstructed. Even after Sarah dies, Isaac is a man. The son of the promise has been given. After the death of Sarah, Abraham marries another woman, Keturah. She may be the mother of the Palestinians and all the trouble in the Middle East. Israel never remembers that part of Scripture, but it is in the book of Genesis. But Abraham is our father in faith. And we come to David, the king. 2 days ago, God made him a promise that never will there not be a son of David on the throne of Israel. Just because David proposed to build God a temple. God was so happy and promised to uphold his reign in all of Israel till the end of time. The guarantee of that is Jesus Christ. His kingdom will last forever. A few weeks after that, his soldiers are out on a campaign, and the king is at home, and his eyes fall on a young woman. You know, looking back, it looks like a terrible sin that David committed. But in those days, a king could just, by his command, marry anyone. In this case, it was a man's wife, so that is a problem. The king could do anything. He could claim any woman. He could claim anything. Read the book of Samuel. God tells the Israelites when they demanded a king, the king will take your daughters, take your this, take your that, to serve him. And they said, we still want the king. David does something terrible, not just taking the woman, kills an innocent man. Just because he is king, it is horrible. But it surprises me that God does not change that promise that God made to David. I want you to pause right there and think of God's love. Somehow in every generation, he is so patient with us, even comes to us according to the culture, according to the times in which we live, such that any one of us will never make any excuse at not loving him or coming to him. According to the culture of that time, what David did was horrible. And David praised the psalm we had today, "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me." What justified him was to ask for mercy. You know, this woman that he stole from another man became the queen mother, the mother of Solomon. She became so powerful when David was older. Almost suggesting that out of every evil, God can bring good if we trust him. You know, we look at the world today and we're given to giving up and complaining and fussing and worrying about this and that and the other. But God can write straight with crooked lines if we give him a chance. You don't have to be perfect for God to use you. You only have to ask him to use you. His power is greater than your weaknesses. Look at Peter. One time Peter says to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The next moment Jesus calls him Satan. "Get behind me, Satan." He denies the Lord three times. He is the first pope. Why does the Bible, unlike many books, unlike history today, not hide the weaknesses of great men and women? In order that we find hope. The Bible is a book of love. It does not hide weaknesses because we're all weak. But it reveals the heart of God and his love for us. The reason why you should come to him and not be afraid, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done. That, my friends, is the mystery of the kingdom. I am so amazed at the love of God, I can hardly speak. I do not know why he puts up with us. So what is the kingdom like? It is like one of you hearing my words this morning and taking them to heart will open your heart and ask God to change your lives and give yourself a chance. If David had a chance, or Peter, or Paul who killed Stephen, there's always another chance for you. That is what God is offering you today. That is the meaning of the kingdom. The power of God at work in your life, at work in history, even when you do not see it. I want you to give that power a chance today and always. If God doesn't give up on us, do not give up on yourself or anybody else, your children, your grandchildren, whoever. Trust in that love that never dies, the love of God. God bless you. Let us pray.